Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He knows what to do. When you need something, when you have a situation, when you really want to be a blessing to someone, the Lord knows how to do it. My God, my King, my friend, my Savior, my Lord knows what to do. He evaluates everything. When He gives you a word for somebody, it's a blessing to them. And He knows what they can receive from you. And He can cause you to say the right thing at the right time, and it will make the difference. Many times people refrain from going forward, speaking God's word specifically. Now I'm talking about a word from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit, through you to someone else. A lot of people refrain because Satan is afraid of what will happen. And he uses the weapon of fear to get people to not go forward, to not proceed with what God ordained. Every time the Lord calls somebody to the ministry, not every time, but many times, many men of God, including myself, we didn't want to do it because we were unsure and afraid of what would happen. Even though on the inside, in our heart, we had a desire to do it, but in our mind, it was a big step, a big jump. We didn't know what to expect. And people like to be in control. They like to be comfortable. But you can't always hide in a comfort zone. The enemy is afraid of the anointing. He's seen it before. He's seen what people, what anointed speech can do. Especially when the man of God has faith in what he's doing. If he can't get you to not do it, he'll try his next step. He'll try to get you to not believe in what you are doing. Now, as you proceed doing God's word, and you're designed by God to grow from glory to glory and bear much fruit. And if you are bearing fruit, then the Lord will purge you, so you'll bear more fruit. Now, the purging process is not that you're going to, you know, some people think, well, God's going to give you trouble to make you humble. No, it doesn't work that way. With God, He wants you to run toward the light. He wants you to know Him. And He doesn't go around being mean to people so that they'll be humble. You're just going to have to love God and keep His commandments because you love God. And then you can cooperate with Him. And I've seen people think they have a false sense of what being humble is. Being humble to God is being obedient to God. Contending for the faith. David was humble because David contended for his call. God called him to be king, anointed him to be king. And you know, the devil would say, well, he just wanted to be the king. No, he loved God. It's not that he wanted to be king. He received the anointing and he took his position. That's different from a person like Satan who's trying to usurp authority. David didn't usurp authority. In fact, Saul, King Saul, you know the story if you studied 1 Samuel. Saul got fired because he didn't kill the king of Agag, and he didn't obey God, and he let the people keep possessions, and he didn't kill all the Amalekites. So God threw the prophet fired him. And then Samuel was ordered to anoint a neighbor that was better than Saul. Now David was minding his own business, keeping his father's sheep and obeying God. And then the prophet came and anointed him. And he was not the prophet's first choice. His tall brothers were. but none of them fit the bill. None of them was what God was after. To the point that Samuel asked Jesse, "Is this all your children?" He said, "David, he's in the field." He said, "We won't sit down till he come." And they stood standing waiting on him because he was the king. Now the same man who took his position when he was trying to be killed, when Saul tried to kill him, he ran. And then the Lord gave Saul to David's hand. And David wouldn't kill him because Saul was anointed. Now, he didn't love a position more than the life of an anointed man. He loved Saul. But he was not going to remove Saul from, he wasn't going to kill Saul to take his place. That was God's job. David didn't care how long Saul lived. He'll be king when God make him king. He was anointed as king and he acted like a king. But he took his position just like you have to do. If God called you to do something, it's humble if you do it. It's haughty if you don't. It's wrong if you don't. Acting like you can't is not humble. That's disobedient. Jesus paid a high price so that we can operate according to God's perfect will. And I want to see things work in according to the heart of God. Which if it does, you're going to love it. God loves us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And if you follow his leadership, he will strengthen you. And you will do amazing things. You will be able to do all things you have to do. And he will always be with you to strengthen you and help you go forward. You don't have to live a backslidden, beggarly, miserly life. Say that again. You don't have to live a backslidden, beggarly, miserly life. It's all right to be a blessing to people. God will help you prosper. Satan's trying to fight your prosperity. Don't be distracted by people who go off on tangents and lavish themselves. They receive money from people and lavish themselves. Now, the purpose of tithes is so that there will be money in God's house so that the work can be done. So that there will be a nice building so people can come to and have an orderly service in the Lord. So that they can have all the things they need to do to get God's will done. Woe to those who receive holy money and lavish themselves. I'm afraid to do some of the things that people do. And then say God sanctioned it. I know ministry is very expensive, so is TV. Ministry is expensive all by itself. I'm not small-minded. I don't care how much a person has, but I care about what I do and how I do it. The first things are going to be first. I'm going to obey God. Whatever I do, I want it to be something that God will approve. It's got to be biblical. And I see people starving, suffering, not being ministered to. And people receive money that's supposed to enable people to do ministry things, ministry works, and then they lavish themselves. That's just not God's heart to me. Now, everybody can design nice things. And you can attain things. You can pray for things. You can pray for situations. That's not wrong. But having a full supply and lavishing yourself and not doing the will of God. See, the Lord talked about this in Isaiah, in Jeremiah. The Lord said he's going to send pastors that will feed his sheep and not feed themselves, and not just feed themselves. Now, in their day, in Isaiah's day, he lived about 100 years before Jeremiah, more or less. And in Jeremiah's day and in Ezekiel's day, they kept running into problems such as the pastors, the priests, and the prophets. They fed themselves and did not feed God's sheep. And this went on, it got so bad that there was no word of the Lord for a long time. Between Daniel and, the minor prophets and to Jesus came, to John the Baptist. But there was always and will always be a remnant of people that was looking for the Lord. Out of all the people that lived, very few people was looking for Jesus to come. No, and two people knew that he would die for their sins. Simon and I forgot the lady's name, that was a widow woman who lived in the temple 7 years. She lived in the tabernacle, or in the temple. And even the disciples didn't understand that Jesus had to die for them. And when he was captured and taken to be killed, they scattered. Very few people knew what he was doing, even though Isaiah spelled it out perfectly. And there are other Messiah scriptures out there in the Old Testament that give reference to what he was going to do. Even Ezekiel talked about in the temple there would be a door, and only the prince would sit in that particular chair and enter the temple through that particular door. And he did. And he sat there and he quoted Isaiah 60, I forgot the chapter, but he's, the one that told of his coming. And it's important that all these things happen, but people are so geared to miss the point. And most people miss the heart of God's will. Very few people see it and receive it and act on it, compared to the masses that reject it. Some people even receive the Lord and then they go back to the world. They allow the things of Satan to trap their lives. Not God's will. That's not his best. It's not what he planned. God loves us, and he has so much to say, and he knows what to do. He knows how to help us. He knows what to say to us. He knows how to win. And when we follow his lead and obey him, we give him a chance to build upon the foundation that he laid. See, our strength is in trusting his strength. Our wisdom is in trusting his wisdom. Our understanding comes from trusting and obeying and fully obeying his word. The seven spirits of the Holy Spirit, the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, they're always with us to guide us to the heart of his will. And then we do amazing works. Daniel said, they that do know their God will do exploits. And that's what I want to see for all of God's people, not just a few. I want many people to obey and follow him. That's what I desire. Not religiosity. Not cultural preferences. Not backslidden, cold religious doctrines of no value. Things that have no life. You can live your life on a tangent, such as those I just described. Well, people can live that way for years and barely get along, live a beggarly and miserly life, misrepresenting the heart of God's will, calling it humility and some twisted form of honor. Or you can be dedicated to operate according to the love of God and serve mankind. And when you have a heart of love, you know, the gray area can disappear. If it's not love, why do it? If it's not God's love, I'm not going to do that. The love of God will coach you when common sense can't. We'll say that again. The love of God will coach you, and it can coach you. It can instruct you when common sense can't. And people who lavish themselves while people are dying, starving, and dying of thirst. And then people lavish themselves. And say it's all right. Now, I don't care what a person has. I only care about being faithful to the Lord. Now, I'm going to put it plain as I can. If I receive money to do God's work, that's what it's going to be done for. I would rather work and buy my own food and work and do what I have to do. Now, I know that men of God, people should take care of them. And they should not muzzle the ox that's treading out the corn. The pastors I've known, good pastors, they work from cane to cane. And they minister God's word, and they're hardworking people. And people will hardly put money in the church. And then there are those who promise them luxuries, and people put money they don't have in church. And then charlatans who are covetous, just like in 2 Peter chapter 2. See, when people have a mind to bypass the word and do something, they fall prey to charlatans who try to get you to take an easier route. And the money that should be spent helping the move of God, the real move of God, they give it to charlatans who lavish themselves, who've forgotten God's face. And then people that they get in a cold religious slumber and have no faith for the things of God. All these things happen. We see it around us. And then there are people, little children, with nobody to tell them about Jesus. Their parents don't know. They're on drugs. They're forgotten. And then we want God to bless us. And when the Lord try to give us something to do, we try not to do it. That's not God's heart. But I found something out, that when you obey God, things happen, things change, promotion happens. That's where you're going to be able to learn from it. Now, I always say that the Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He is. But you're not going to know Him if you duck and hide from His perfect will. Run to His will. Get to know Him. Seek Him out. Never be a Christian coward, but trust Him. And you're going to find out that the Lord has so much to say. The revelation of God will increase. The knowledge of God will increase. And you're going to fulfill a need that will truly bless others to live. Being reluctant is not humble. Living a life of reluctance is not God's perfect will. But coming to life is loving God, seeking His face, taking your position in Him, doing the things of God, doing the things that are mighty, doing the things that really matter. The love of God will unfold and you will know what to do. You will know how to get the job done. You will see the greater way of doing things. It's all according to the heart of God. You don't have to trade the will of God for the will of the people. People will do things the way that they see fit to do it. But as you love and honor God, your life can make a greater difference. You're not going to learn the heart of God in doubt. You're not going to learn the heart of God in unbelief. You're not going to learn the greater truths of God being reluctant, hiding, cowardly. You can only learn His heart and know Him by obeying Him and studying the Word of God and then obeying that Word. We obey God on two fronts. The written Word that's already written. That's the pattern. It's the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It's good. You can trust it. And then also, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the personal guidance of God. The church it progresses by His Spirit, faith in the words of His Spirit, faith in His written word, not only His written word, but His spoken word, His revealed plan. When the word of the Lord come to you saying, when the Lord brings things to your attention, when the Lord gives you something to do, that's where you're powerful. And your strength and your power and honor it comes from the Lord. It didn't come out of the creativity of your own mind. It doesn't come out of the creativity of somebody else's opinion. It only comes from the heart of God. And we can receive the mind of Christ. And we can go forward in Him and learn what He has to say and do the things of God, honor Him, being a blessing. Now those who take heed and do these things, who take the challenge, they will prosper in the living ways of God. It will be blessed. They will see. They will hear. They will know Him. They will honor him. And things will get better and greater in their lives, in our lives. The Lord our God has so much to say, so much to do. He has so many wonderful blessings to bless us with. But those who love the way of this world, that's a lacking way, a beggarly way, a miserly way. Never live a life that rejects the counsel of God's word. Only live a life that's true in the eyes of God. And you will see and know his wonderful wisdom. I want to see God move in our lives. I want to see what he can do. I want to see the things of God unfold. I want to see the Lord's people truly blessed. And I will certainly see it with my own eyes. I will hear it with my own ears. It's all about his love. It's all about the living, trustworthy love of God. And those who seek him will know him. Those who seek to honor him will understand. But the scriptures also say none of the wicked will understand. And they will do wickedly, and they will not understand. But those that do seek the Lord will learn what he has to say and be blessed. Because they seek the true and living God, and God is alive and will bless them in every way of perfection. The guidance of God is perfect wisdom. Blessing is in it. The whole counsel of God is available to you. If I can just do what God wants me to do and finish it, that will do great wonders. And if I can obey him, that will do great wonders. People will live and God will do a mighty work. And he can also cause you to do a bonus work. And that's what we need to see. You can't always see the result. Isaiah didn't see the result. Jeremiah didn't see the result of his work, the finished result. Only visions that God gave them. He gave them enough to go on. And they went on it. And they honored God with their life. You won't see the whole, you may not get the chance to see the whole work. Not in this life. But it will be done. And God is going to tremendously bless you for your obedience. See, they that do know their God will do exploits. That is the key. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and bless you in every way there is. Whatever you desire, believe God. And let God lavish your life. If you have to have a lavish life, do it God's way. And if you lavish yourself against God, against his will and principles, it'll behoove you to repent now. And seek the face of God and ask him how to undo your evil and do it right. Because his return is swift and without warning, and those who live a disobedient, ungodly life, they will be caught off guard. Because Daniel said, the prophet Daniel said, the wicked will do wickedly and they won't understand. People who do the wrong things, and they let themselves go against the knowledge of God, they don't understand. They do wickedness without understanding that it's wicked. And they left off the judgment of God and the counsel of the Holy Spirit. They've hardened their heart against the seven spirits of the Holy Spirit, the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. They've hardened their heart against it. And that's not God's will for them. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will genuinely bless you, take you forward, and help you see that you may live and understand. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.